KALDF Mobile, is he? KALDF. KALDF, KAVRBP.
Good morning, Chris. Just came in from doing some of the snow. I'm going to get the big snow blower out in a couple hours and go back out. We got about six. How much did you guys get?
I didn't go out and shovel. I actually slept in. Had intentions to go out and move some snow. Got up late and it's like, oh no, you know. And take my lunch. I'd say just from looking at it when I was backing out of the driveway, pulling out of the garage, it looked like it was like maybe about four inches, 5 inches. Fluffy stuff.
Yeah, Patty was helping out too. She said, it's fluffy, all right, but there's a lot of it. Too much to show all of it. I've got an electric snowblower. It's nice and quiet. I go out and use that. It'll do 5 or 6 inches if it's fluffy. If it's really wet, I can only do about 4 inches. Got a 100-foot extension cord, so I can do the sidewalk, the front walkway, the whole driveway, and a little bit of the sidewalk towards the neighbor next door. And then for the rest of it, we're going to get the big snow blower out. Kyle across the street, we haven't seen him in like 2 weeks. We've had snow, and he's always out there shoveling it. His kids are out there. He's got little kids. They're always shoveling. We haven't seen him in 2 weeks. His driveway's full of snow, so I texted him, and he said he's been sick for a couple of weeks. So once the sun comes out, we'll get the big snow blower out, and we'll do ours, finish ours, and do Marsha's, and do Kyle's. Help them out, and get back to work. I'll just do that on my lunch break. KB8RBP.
Sounds like you're all set with equipment, which is good. Yeah, I'm in Bay City right now. Snow on the road is slushy. They salted the living daylights out of it, so I'm moving right along, about 44 miles an hour. Had no issues. Cutting through this stuff like hot knife through butter. That's too bad about your neighbor being sick like that for a while. That's usually a pretty good sign when you don't see anybody out there. Whole family's stricken with some kind of virus. Yeah, it's no fun to go through, that's for sure. That's good that he's got neighbors like you that can help him out from time to time. That's the thing of the past nowadays.
Well, at least not in here. That was when I got back from the hospital and everything. Jimmy, two doors down, he was out shoveling. And I went out shoveling and shoveled my whole driveway. He's like, you go back in the house. You just get yourself healed up. I'll take care of it. We got good neighbors around. Everybody texts everybody. Everybody's got everybody's phone numbers. And it's very nice. It's nice down where Patty's brother lives in Florida. He lives in a circle neighborhood. There's one drive in. It goes all the way around and then back out. And it's like the old days. The kids all just They're outside all day. They're running around the whole neighborhood. They're at different kids' house. But there's a couple police officers that live in there. One's retired, and everybody just friendly. Everybody knows everybody. The neighbor next door, they'd invite us over to go swimming in their pool and play horseshoes. And so they're still out there. It's real nice. The kids have to come in when it gets dark or when the street lights come on, just like when we were kids.
Pretty unheard of. Not in our area. Everybody to themselves. I think I had talked about this with you before. Most of the neighbors, when we first bought our home, most of the neighbors there were elderly, and their kids had already grown up. But that's how they were, you know. They'd get together, you know, like the 4th of July, Memorial weekend, and Labor Day weekend or whatever, and each house would have a party, you know. One year, this house would have a party. All the neighbors would congregate together and bring a dish to pass and have a cookout. We thought that was pretty neat when we moved in, you know. But now they're all passed and got all this younger generation that are, what do you call them, Gen Zings or whatever. Millennials. Yeah, they don't really care. They don't care about nobody. Laying out in the middle of the yard, dying of a heart attack, and then just keep on going by. Yeah. Good luck. That's how it is in our area. We got a cop that's that way too, next door. He's all about himself. You wave to him, and he just looks right through you, him and his wife. No. We've only been moved in the neighborhood probably about 2 years. I was like, oh, that's the way you want to be, hey? And they're both alcoholics. She's always stoned out of her head. You can hear her in the summer just cussing and swearing, using a F-bomb all the time, yelling at the kids and the dog. Just imagine. All right, well, just pulling in the work parking lot. Somebody had actually plowed it. That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, good luck the rest of your day, and be careful moving snow around, you and Patty. It's pretty icy underneath. Don't put your back out. Have a good day. I'll be clear on your final. KB8RVP, KALDF.
Our neighbors across the street, they have a little boy that's 6 or 7, and they were thinking about moving, and they actually decided to stay just because they like all the neighbors and the neighborhood and everybody's friendly. They decided to stay. They ended up having a company come out and finish their basement so they'd have more space. Just a small 3-bedroom, 1 bath. It's got a full basement, and they thought, well, if we're going to stay here, we'll finish the basement, put a bathroom down in the basement, have more room for their son to play and stuff. So they ended up staying. So yeah, it's nice when you got a good thing, because you never know who's going to move into you, or when you move in somewhere, who your neighbors are. Makes a big difference. Glad somebody plowed your parking lot. Have a good day. 73 KB8RVP.
They usually don't. They don't usually wait until everybody's in the parking lot, and then, hey, can you guys move your car? The guy with the plow is here. Excuse me, that's not the case today. It's nicely plowed out, so that's good. All right. Yeah, it's nice to have good neighbors. That's for sure. Yeah, well, a lot of people are doing that now, you know. They're either, if the house is too small, they're either putting an addition on top of the house, or they're making the basement moisture-free and then building rooms down there. All right, we'll catch you later. Got to split, man. Have a good day. KD8RVP, KD8 all the odds.
Any there, why? But boys. KF8CLL, can I get a signal report?
Station KF8CLL, I think I got that right. This is November 8th, Uniform Oscar. Station KF8CLL, November 8th, Uniform Oscar. Are you still on frequency? Nothing heard. November 8th, Uniform Oscar. NAUO is clear.
Foxtrot Romeo, this is EOV, Echo Papa Lima. Monitoring. And you know why? My boy.
KF8CLL, monitoring. N8OYY, mobile 8. Listening, anybody around tonight? N8OYY, mobile 8. Listening, anybody around tonight? N8OYY, mobile.
APL monitoring. APL monitoring.